This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
This is Jeff Gaffney, and welcome to Everyday Faith, a show dedicated to the conversation about how can we have more faith, or how can we have faith every day of our lives, and not just on Sundays. How can we live out our faith while running businesses or working full-time or going to school or parenting full-time? Whatever you're doing or whatever season of your life that you find yourself in, if you find yourself curious about faith or searching for faith, or maybe your faith is running a little low and you're in need of a faith boost, well, this next 30 minutes is just for you. What does the Bible say about faith? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, is kind of our anchor verse on this show. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. When we put that another way, faith is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. And why is faith important? Still from the book of Hebrews. And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. And finally, from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight or appearance." Or when we put that another way, we live by believing and not by seeing. Well, thank you for joining us today on Everyday Faith Radio. We've got a great program for you. We have Michael Guthrie with us. Michael is the CEO of Roy Wheeler Realty, and he's a good friend, and he's going to share some of his faith journey on the first half of this show. And on the second half of the program, we're going to talk about exercising your faith, action that you can take to increase your faith and go into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. If you have a moment, check out the podcasts from our previous shows. You can go to WCHV.com and particularly check out last week's great episode featuring UVA wrestling coach Steve Garland. It was an amazing, amazing program. And we'd love to hear from you. We have an email address, everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. If you have a question or a comment, please contact us. And if you have a prayer request, please send that in as well. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Guthrie. Please stay with us.
Hi, I'm Chip Harding, Sheriff of Albemarle County.
And I'm Guy Williams, Captain of the County's 60 Volunteer Reserve Deputies.
The reserves are a vital part of our community. They run many unfunded programs, including the area's search and rescue team, and save the county over $500,000 per year in personnel costs.
We're happy to serve the greater Albemarle area, and to support our efforts, we're hosting the Sheriff's Posse Golf Roundup on Friday, May 16th at Old Trail Golf in Crozet. Last year, you helped us raise over $30,000. Come out and see the search and rescue truck and command trailer you provided for us through your donation.
The Sheriff's Posse Golf Roundup is a captain's choice tournament with morning and afternoon flights, and let me tell you, the food's going to be over the top again this year with ribs and shrimp and barbecue.
Now for fun, we have a $1 million hole-in-one competition, five chances to win a car or motorcycle, a silent auction, celebrities, music, and food. You can register on our website at albemarleso.org. That's albemarleso.org. Thank you for your support. See you on May 16th.
Our vacation in a Virginia state park was a wonderful idea. The lodge is beautiful and it has so much room. And the kids are having such a great time. And Mark and I even have time for just the two of us. This has been a wonderful experience and we've never felt so close as a family. We'd love for you to join us. Love, Virginia.
For more information, call 800-933-PARK. Sponsored by the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation, the Virginia Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com. sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Virginia Association of Broadcasters and this station.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. With us today, we have my good friend and the CEO of Roy Wheeler Realty Company, Mike Guthrie, on the show. Mike, thanks for coming on.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be here.
Tell us, if you would, can you take us down your faith journey? Because you've always been a guy I've looked up to with your faith, always been impressed with it. Can you tell us kind of how you got there?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to find the Lord in high school through Young Life. Started going to Young Life because all the good-looking girls in class were going to it. And so I started going and began to hear kind of what was being said. And then I was on a weekend up on a place called Hilltop Ranch in Sunrise, Maryland. And a guy talked about putting God first and others second and yourself third. And I realized I had that thing all backwards. It was all about me. And then my friends, if it worked, I needed a ride someplace or something. And then, you know, I had no real perspective of what God, you know, really where he even came in. And then, you know, heard that, you know, Christ died for me. And it just all kind of fell together. And so my sophomore year in high school, I gave my life to the Lord, became a Christian. But I really think that not until my second year in college did I really become a follower of Jesus. And what I mean by that is that I had a relationship, I was doing, you know, a lot of the right things, but I wasn't all in. You know, I was still doing some other things and not being the person he wanted me to be, and not that I got it perfect by any stretch at this point. But I remember my second year in college, I was working in Young Life as a volunteer leader, and a good friend of mine who from high school but was at UVA as well, in a small group meeting, said, you know, Michael, I really love you as a brother, but boy, I don't like you very much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just kind of smacked me across the face. And I said, what do you mean? And she kind of just shared some things with me. And I realized that I needed to, you know, kind of, my dad used to say, shape up or ship out kind of thing. And so I recommitted my life at that point and said, Lord, I really want to be mm-hmm. who you want me to be. And from there, things moved on. I went on Young Life staff. I was the first area director for Young Life here in Charlottesville through 1980, and then got in the real estate business. We moved to Northern Virginia, and probably the next significant, I mean, a lot of neat things have gone on. The most next significant moment was when my youngest daughter, Becca, made a decision to go to Covenant here in Charlottesville. She came down here, lived with our best friends her freshman year, loved it. So we bought a little townhouse here, and my wife and my daughter lived here. During the, you know, obviously here, and then I would commute back and forth from Northern Virginia. I'd come down for a field hockey or lacrosse game and go back up the next morning and spend the weekends. And at that point, there's a next significant moment. I had to I went from being all about the family and being around the family and stuff to just being by myself. And that was the next time that God and I kind of moved the next step together, mm-hmm. because now it was just him and me. I came home to an empty house and you know, it could have gone a lot of different ways, right, for sure. But God just brought me in to a closer relationship with him. I realized that I could lean on him. I could depend on him. And then as the opportunity came here to come to Charlottesville to work for Roy Wheeler, you know, again, I just felt just a very strong calling that this is where I was supposed to come, and that he wanted me in Charlottesville. And you and I both know that, you know, I came in the end of 2005, early 2006, and the next 3 or 4 years weren't really kind to any of us. And people would say to me, do you ever regret, you know, coming to Charlottesville? And I say no, because I really believe it was of the Lord's making. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's going to teach me how to learn in failure. I hope not. But if he is, that's okay. And so, you know, as I think about, you know, the whole aspect of, you know, how does my faith, you know, sort of help me in my workplace and what I'm doing, I mean, that hopefully gives some people some idea. But I think the other thing is that you and I can go into work and we can strive to be who God wants us to be. We can strive to be obedient to his word. We can strive to love people as God loves us. But the hard part is being not attached to the outcome. And what I really work hard at every day is to be that person and then have a peace about whatever happens. if it happens not the way I want it to happen, well, okay. If it happens the way I want it to happen, that's great. But ultimately, God's in control of it all, and He promises that that He's walking with me every step of the way, and I try to remember that.
And that's that faith in you that, as a friend and brother, I can see. You know, you've got that faith, and you've got that peace about you, which is inspiring. If I go back to your talking about your faith journey, and one of the things I'm finding is a commonality as we do this show, and we talk about people's faith journey, is that there's often one or two people that have stepped in. And really helped kind of redirect, if you will. And we talk about the scripture says, speak the truth in love. And it sounds like, in particular, one of those kind of early redirects for you when your friend said, hey, you know, I don't really like the way you're acting right now. As hard as that may have been for her to say that, critical for you to receive that.
Right.
And it sort of inspires me, you know, as I listen to you. You know, gee, who do I need to be, you know, thinking about that with? You know, because it's easy to avoid the hard stuff. But when you, you know, as the Bible says, speak the truth in love.
You know, it's interesting, too. In our church Sunday, we had a fellow, I wish I could remember his name, but he's a guy with International Justice Ministries. And he gave a sermon on, in the face of challenge, do you look for safety? Or do you ask for bravery?
Mm.
And he was obviously talking about going out into the mission world and that kind of thing. But my wife and I, Dottie and I, were talking about it on the deck on Sunday. And just going back to what you just said, it's about relationship. Am I gonna retreat and avoid the conflict? Or am I going to ask the Lord to show me how to speak into this situation?
Right.
Or vice versa.
Right.
Ask the Lord to let me receive what somebody's telling me, and not be, you know, defensive like we normally want to be, and out of that comes, you know, what happens is, if you do it right, the depth of the relationship deepens.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
For sure.
Yes, even though awkward and other words come to mind, but once you get past that, as you said, when you really kind of get to that point of, hey, you know, I see this for you, it's very important to be able to step up and do that.
A friend of mine and I had this conversation a couple years ago. There were some, I went to him and confessed and said, look, I've, you know, got some passive aggressiveness going on here. I don't know why, but I feel like you've disappointed me. You haven't met my expectations. And we had this down and dirty conversation for an hour and a half. And we agreed to meet the next Friday because we both said to each other, if we don't meet, we may never talk to each other again. And to this day, he's one of my best friends because of that.
And if I could go a little bit further, we've talked about this on the show, is the enemy, Satan, one of his best schemes is to divide us and separate us, particularly those of the faith. And so if he can kind of get you in a fight with somebody or paranoid about something, stage one for him is to separate you. And it sounds like, obviously, you knew that well ahead of time and you planned for that. And so we said, we're not going to separate over this. We're going to go ahead and confront the situation and make sure that we get back together and work through it.
Yeah.
And now it sounds like an even stronger relationship.
By far, for sure.
So you are the CEO of a large real estate company. You're a husband. You're a father, now a grandfather. Lots going on. Lots of pressure, and I can relate to a lot of that, but it's sort of like if we look at the circle that you are in, kind of everywhere you turn, you know, there's not a ton of relief. I mean, it's just hard, and a lot of our listeners are in situations where, you know, it's hard. But can you talk about how your faith has helped you in some of the different areas in your life, and if you would maybe start with the workplace and talk about that.
Yeah, I just think, in all honesty, just having a peacefulness that God's in control of it, and that doesn't mean I'm supposed to just sit there and know that He's going to take care of things, because I know that's not true. He wants me to work in earnest. But at the same time, if I can be who He wants me to be in those situations, that ultimately what's going to happen is going to happen, and the desire is to bring honor to God in that situation. But I would say, you know, just from a standpoint of the whole aspect, I think finding balance being willing to stop and listen. I mean, you know, people hear that passage all the time, be still and know that I'm God. Mm-hmm. But how many of us really do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've really been over the last couple of years, you know, we talked, and I know we're going to talk more about exercising our faith. But the last couple of years, I've really made it a point of getting out on my porch in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's only 10 or 15 minutes, I'm just sitting and I'm just reading and I'm thinking about things and I'm just starting the day in the right way. And I know that we all know the thorns in our side. We know mm-hmm. the weaknesses. And when those weaknesses hit and we begin to react defensively, I know for my own self that I need to get back to the Lord, because that means that I've gotten away and I'm letting my stuff get in the way of the way that he really wants me to, you know, work out in this particular situation.
That's good. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Michael Guthrie. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment. And the topic for the second half of the show is going to be how to exercise your faith and how to grow your faith. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The 11th annual Charlottesville Festival of Cultures will be in Lee Park in downtown Charlottesville May 10th from 10 until 4 in the afternoon. The 9th annual Ravana River Regatta will be May 10th starting at 10 a.m. under the Route 29 bridge just north of the Doubletree Hotel in Albemarle County. The annual St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church tent sale will be on Friday, May 9th from 9 until 2 and Saturday, May 10th from 8 until 1. The Kent Store Volunteer Fire Company will host a barbecue chicken fundraiser May 17th from 5 until 8. And the Young Lives Charlottesville Yard Sale will be May 10th from 8 until 1 at Cross Life Church in Charlottesville. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
Did you know that two-thirds of Americans have library cards? So what's stopping you? Drop by your local library today and get a library card. It'll be the smartest card in your wallet. A message from the American Library Association's Campaign for America's Libraries.
For more information, visit the Jefferson Madison Regional Library on East Market Street in Charlottesville, or go to jmrl.org, jmrl.org, or call 979-7151, 979-7151.
How's your lunch?
Good, Dad, but not as good as the sandwiches you used to make.
Really?
Sure. Remember how you'd melt the cheese first and dry the pickles on a paper towel so they didn't make the bread soggy? Oh, and then you'd cut it into four pieces with no crust?
I did all that.
Geez, Dad, how would anyone forget something like that?
You never know which moments will be the ones they'll remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Michael Guthrie, who is the CEO of Roy Wheeler Realty, and we're talking in the second half of the program about how to exercise your faith, things that you can do to increase your faith. And Michael, I'm gonna go first before I hand this over to you. I'll tell you that, you know, growing up in my life, I always went to church. Was one of those kids, and I had faith, and but I didn't have an explosion of faith until I really started consuming God's Word, and I really made a diligent effort to read God's Word every day. And so we want to talk about, from your perspective, but from mine was really reading God's Word. And I want to offer for any of our listeners, if you're one of those people who you're thinking about faith, you're trying to get your arms around the Bible, I have wandered onto an amazing Bible reading plan that I stick to, and I am happy to share that with you. It's basically about 30 minutes every day. It's usually two chapters from the Old Testament, two chapters from the New, and usually one chapter from either Psalm or Proverbs in there. And I read that every day, And that, I think God knew with my personality, you know, I'm the type of person I have to check the box. And now it's not really the checking of the box. It's something I really long to do. But when I really look back on my faith journey, it was the diligent effort to stay in God's word. And that's where I really, really got to know Jesus on a entirely different level. And so I want to pass it to you, and we can kind of go back and forth on this a little bit in terms of how do you practice your faith and exercise your faith?
Yeah, and I think what I would say, you know, both of us being athletes, and, man, I feel grateful to be following in Steve Garland's footsteps. I just, what a great friend and what a great testimony. And so if you missed it, definitely go back and listen to that podcast, folks. You will not be sorry you did. But I think about it from an exercising standpoint. I think to tell people, you know, if I decide I wanted to run the Boston Marathon, I couldn't do it tomorrow. And maybe I'm too old to do it ever. But if I was younger, you know, you start out and you would run, you know, a mile or whatever as far as you go. And slowly but surely, your body will get to a place where you can run longer and longer and ultimately run a marathon. And I think the same thing is true about exercising my faith, that for somebody who's just starting out, you know, just I would say take the Gospel of John and just, you know, just start reading through that and find somebody that understands it, mm-hmm. that you can ask questions to. And just like in working out, like if you're, you know, lifting weights or whatever, you take small weights, and I don't understand all this aspect, but the muscles, you know, sort of break apart a little bit, and then the blood comes in and they're just a little bit stronger the next time, and so ultimately you're lifting more weights. It's the same thing in my faith, of just day in and day out trying to stretch myself so that I get to another place that I've never been before, and see that God meets me there. We got a chance last week to hear Joel Jenkins speak at First Friday's event, and he talked about facing challenges, and I think this goes along with, you know, my thought process about exercising my faith. You go into a challenge, and he says, one, you're not to listen to negative voices. Well, if you're reading the scripture, and you're believing that that's the truth, and you stay focused on that versus what other people are saying, the noise, that's a really positive thing. The second thing he said was to go back to where your victories have been, where God has met you in the past in a challenge, and that you can say, you know what, you did meet me there, so therefore you will meet me here. And then the third thing is stand on the truth, and as you said, You need to know the word. When you get in a situation, you need to be able to think and say, what would God want me to do in this situation? Mm-hmm. What does the word say? And you know, for me, I'm fortunate. I've been at this a long, long time, and so there are a lot of verses that are in my head that just they just come. And then the other thing, folks, I tell you, thank God for Google. Mm-hmm. You know, I am in such a different place in my walk because I can be having a conversation with somebody now, a young guy mentoring them or an older person I'm talking to or one of the coaches or whatever, and a verse will come to my head, and I can just put in a few words, and it'll take me to that passage.
Right.
And I can read it, or I can copy and paste it someplace to remember for later. Mm-hmm. That has been a huge thing of how technology has been a real help in exercising, or allowing me to exercise my faith. But I think the biggest thing is just, you know, do I have a desire to be with him? I mean, God wants to be with me. But the things that I've been reminded of time and time again is that, you know, we want something to happen, or we want this to change in our life, and we say, God, you know, do this. And then we're off running, and he's answering the question, but we've already left the seat, you know?
Right.
And so the answer came, and we just missed it because we're already out charging out.
Yes.
And just going back to what I was saying before in regards to coming down here to Charlottesville in the midst of trying to decide whether we were going to come here or not, I really think, you know, a picture for me, and I don't know if this will work for folks that are listening, but, in the Old Testament, when the folks were wandering around that wilderness, they followed the pillar of fire by night, and they followed the cloud during the day. And that represented that, you know, God was there, and God was moving them in the direction he wanted to go in. But the cloud thing really got to me because the cloud was there because if we look at the sun, even now, we can ruin our eyesight. But even more so, looking at the glory of God, you know, we would be blinded. And so the cloud was there to shield that, but it also cast a shadow. And so in my life, exercising my faith is not always about activity. Sometimes it's just making sure that I stay in that cloud, in that shadow of the cloud, and say, Lord, I'm not going until it moves. So I think this is where we're going, but you gotta move that way so that the shadow moves, so I start going that way. And you know, another, I think, really important thing a friend said to me a long time ago, goes back to Romans 12, 1 and 2, where it talks about being in the world but not of the world, is this whole aspect of, oh, I don't have any problem because I keep an arm's length away from that stuff that's going on. And my friend said to the guy, you know, that's true, but as it gets farther and farther that way, you're an arm's length away farther and farther down the road. And it was so, that was another enlightening thing for me, that God wants us to stay in a holy place. And when we allow ourselves to go down a certain way, I mean, all you got to do, anybody's listening, all you got to do is look at anything on TV and look at what's on TV now than 10 years ago.
Right.
You'd have been horrified 10 years ago. And now it's just like, you know, who's going to die tonight?
Right.
You know, and oh, my gosh, how are they going to solve it? You know, kind of thing.
Right.
So,
you talked about technology. One of the other favorite pieces of technology that I have that has completely changed the way I exercise my faith is to have a Bible app on my phone. And I know you do, too. And so that's where the majority of the time, even though I still like in kind of what I call my prayer closet, my alone time and space, I like to have a written Bible. But if I'm out and moving, one of the things I practice is rather than hopping on social media, I make sure that I do my reading in the Word first. And so I can be in line, literally in line at Chipotle, and I can be, rather than looking at Twitter, which, you know, I have done, we do, I can read half a chapter today. We're on this Bible reading plan. We're in 2 Samuel. And so to have that available is incredible. And then what happens to me is that the Lord speaks to me through His Word again and again and again. And then I just have this heart that I just like to share it. So I take something with my iPhone and I copy paste it. And then I text it. Some of my friends, I think most of them like it. Some of them,
appreciate it.
Some of them tease me about it. But that's just what I've been sort of called to do. And that all comes from, you know, pressing two buttons. And then I love the idea of sharing something that's touched my heart through, you know, God's Word, and then using the technology to move it around.
There are two things. One is, and you know about this, there's a neat app called Pursue Journal. Just let you know, if you go to your app store and go to pursuejournal.com, it's a church. I don't even know what church it is, but they spent all the money to create this website, and it's got a today's Bible reading, it's got a store, it's got a blog, it's got videos. It's a pretty cool thing. But the other thing, going back to what you just said, is I really believe, again, exercising our faith, that God has called us to go out and share His good word. And sometimes that's not comfortable. But I will say that in exercising faith, I have learned through practice that when somebody comes to your mind, you should reach out to that person when they come to your mind, because it's not oftentimes by coincidence. I've had time and time again where somebody, and that's, again, technology, you never could do this before, but I can sit down and I can just text and say, hey, I just want to think about you. I thought about it. You had that job interview. Just wanted, or, you know, your mind popped into my head. I just want to let you know. Or you know somebody that's struggling with something, and you know, encouraging verse, and you say, hey, just wanted you to have this. And I will tell you guys, I'm serious as I'm sitting here. 98 out of 100 times a person comes back to me and says, that came at just the right time for me. And I just, because of the practicing of it, I know that God is giving me that opportunity to hear Him say, reach out to this person in whatever way. And again, almost every time the person says, you know what, I needed to hear that right when I got it.
Michael, the last thing I want to mention, and then I'm going to have you back on this program. We have so much more to talk
about. I'd love to, anytime.
But our good friend Rob Archer, he gave me a journal. And so I am now journaling. What I like to do is to find scripture, again, that speaks to me, and then I like to write it down. Something happens to me when I write down the word. Michael Guthrie, thanks so much for being on this show. We will have you back.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. Have an awesome Sunday. We'll see you all next week.